And we're back here on the Outdoor Show. Special guest joining us, third week in a row now.
Yeah.
Ryan Roll from the DNR, wildlife biologist. And last week, we talked about moose and cougars. And we kind of teased a little bit about the situation going on with bears in the UP. Specifically, if you could talk about, you know, what we're looking at as far as a healthy population. And then, obviously, we got to talk about the berry situation. This is kind of bleak.
It is, especially for those diehard berry pickers. Finding wild berries is pretty tough this year. I see almost a total failure of the raspberry crop this year. My gut feeling on that, it had a lot to do with the heavy snow destroying those canes that were going to be your berry canes this year. The blueberry crop, I can't explain. I thought all that rain we had, I really kind of was expecting a bumper crop of blueberries, but obviously something happened.
A frost or something?
Frost on the when they were blooming, or maybe too hard of a rain. Pollinators couldn't get out and move. I know I'm a hobby beekeeper as well.
Oh, are you?
And I know those bees were not working. With all that rain and cold weather we had in the spring and early summer, they were not getting out and flying. So there could have been some pollination issues that went on there. But when this bringing this all back around to why you brought me here to talk about bears, they're going to be hungry this year.
And they're already seeing a skyrocket of nuisance bear reports.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of nuisance bear complaints over at the office. I remind people, be diligent with your garbage and bird feeders. When you put food out for wildlife, I always say you can't be surprised when wildlife shows up.
might not be the wildlife you were intending.
Yeah, and it might be a bigger squirrel than you were intending. So, you know, if you can put that garbage out the morning of, that's the best. Don't just throw it in the car. We've had bears go in through cars to get to garbage.
Wow.
You know, so make sure it's in a can and either lid tied on or in the garage where it's inaccessible to those bears.
Is there anything that you can see happening this year for that would benefit bear hunters because of this berry situation?
Yeah, I think a lot of bear hunters are going to, particularly the bait hunters, are going to really enjoy some bears that are going to be a little more hungry than typical, and probably see a few more hits on the bear baits and those kinds of things. And I know the hound guys too; they use baits to look for tracks and those kinds of things to start their dogs on. So I suspect bears are going to be hitting baits a little harder than they may in some other years when there's a lot of berries out there.
Well, Brian, can you hang around and talk a little more about this in our next outdoor report?
Sure.
Excellent. DNR biologist Brian Roll. We'll get back with him in our outdoor report later this hour, so stay tuned right here to the Outdoor Show.